There's no throne. There is no version of this where you come out on top.
If we can't protect the Earth, you can be damn well sure we'll avenge it.
Welcome to Marvel's Avengers Alliance new show, otherwise known as From the Helicarrier, because, you know, you have to mess it up every once in a while for everybody to appreciate how well you do it in the other shows. So it's From the Helicarrier, number one news source for Marvel Avengers Alliance. I am a Charles Epic Boss McFall. They're laughing at me in the darkness, or I guess you're in the light. Yeah, you're well lit today. Is Golden Age Ibbitt.
Yes, you can see the light reflecting off my my shiny bald pate.
That's a good word.
Yes. And the good word also comes from Soapbox Klotz.
What up?
Who is quite the slave driver when it comes to business meetings, I must say. Which I still have not attended to those notes yet.
In the respect that I like people to show up for them.
Right, and actually and view the documents that are being shared related to them, yes.
I apologize. I was doing weeks old show prep, trying to clear off all the from the fields so that they could be off our list and on to the newsletter. So it was bad timing on my part.
Excuses.
Well, why don't we jump right into the headlines?
Why don't we? So there's 1 week left of PvP. We're actually going to get to that that 8-day counter during today's show. Whoa. Have you got Hyperion? Have you gotten frustrated? Probably both. Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch alts have dropped, as well as their EISOs that kind of match their skills and go on the agent. We'll talk about those. Chapter 9, which is going to put us all in Chapter 13, in silver terms anyway. We'll talk about that one. And level 15, how are you going to make it all the way up to level 15 with 128 characters? Oh, the things we'll have to sell. We'll talk about all that and more. But first, what's on sale, Paul?
Well, I got to do my tagline.
Yeah.
We have, of course, finally, after some time, we've been waiting. The twins are here. We have the Avengers Age of Ultron alternate costumes for Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch. It's a big deal. And they're not exorbitantly expensive either. We have the blaster for Quicksilver at 48 CP. We have the scrapper for Quicksilver at 34. Blaster for Scarlet Witch, 34. Infiltrator for Scarlet Witch, 48. We also have EISOs for each of them. We have the fast-acting EISO for the agent. Chance to interrupt and counter melee attacks. That sounds dirty. Chance, witchcraftery EISO, attacks gain random attributes each round. That one sounds fun, but maybe not quite as good. The other one just sounds like
people are going to be. I love the name. It's all one word, witchcraftery.
Witchcraftery.
Yeah.
Yeah, so while Brian was doing the intro there, McFall was typing in the show notes the witchcraftery, and he missed the H in the beginning in witch, and I put it in for him because I'm a bro. Yeah. And then he went back and edited himself, and I just started cracking up because then he screwed it all up.
I but did, it was awesome. Totally. It was awesome.
Yeah. We also still have PvP items. I
love how you're helping because you're a bro. Yeah, I'm filling in your section of the show for you.
Oh, I appreciate that, man. Well, that's because I was at that business meeting.
Fair enough.
One other item, the T-Bolt glove.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
You were going to get to that. I'm sorry.
Yeah. T-Bolt glove, because I wanted to expand on it a little bit. This is a big recommend from me.
Yeah.
This is an awesome item. This is an item that some people have put to good use for a while. And I think if you didn't get it before, for whatever reason, this might be one worth pulling the trigger on.
It's one that I put on my PvP defensive team for a while because it is a decent one.
Yeah.
And recommend that people do the same because it's, yeah, I mean, it's definitely got some advantages. It's got counterattack. It reduces damage received from counterattacks, protects allies from melee attacks. So if you're using this with a the Huygens Eye, then it's a great combo there.
Yeah.
And then causes subdue and combo setup to your opponents, and then also gives you an absorb energy for health and stamina.
But not like the Red Hulks.
No, no. Boy, that one, jeez, that one just triggers like on a breeze.
I'm going to put a note, because I know I'm notorious for interrupting the show. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to put a note in current events to talk about continuity. So I'm
going to do that. Are you going to spell it too?
Content nudity? What?
You know. Never mind. So, yeah, T-Bolt, man, it's awesome. It is awesome. It's definitely worth picking up for 64 gold.
For sure, yeah.
I see two people sitting in my section hanging out ready to type in fake names, but currently we have no new Spartan shout-outs. I think everybody kind of stopped focusing on getting to 300 and focus on level 15. Oh, my God. So
so nothing else happened this week. We can just wrap the show up really, right?
Yeah, there's nothing else. Yeah,
we got to break
in
the
news.
Panel to do anyway. So
yeah, right. when do we want to start talking about level 15? Because I have some things to say.
It's
do
the it. Fourth item. It's a fourth item in current events. Let's wait. I know you gotta go ahead and polish up the soapbox.
Okay.
Shellac the outside.
Yep. All right.
Let's get some of the easy stuff out of the way first. PvP. As easy as that is. In about 45 minutes, we're going to get to the 7-day countdown. So basically, 1 week from today, during the show, it'll start doing its 24-hour countdown. So a week from tomorrow is game day. And number one, we've got obviously collecting lockboxes to get Hyperion. And I want to hear how everybody's doing with that. I got super lucky with the last 10 I got from the quest last week. So I got 30 from the quest. And I think got an additional 10 from just from the spin and from getting 5 a day. And managed to get Hyperion with the last 10 lockboxes that I got from all that stuff. So I was thinking, all right, well, I'm not going to get them here. I'm going to get another duplicate. I'm going to have to wait 2 more days to get 10 more lockboxes. But ended up actually getting it, which was great. How are you guys doing with it? Have you gotten Hyperion yet?
Yes.
Excellent.
Well, yeah, as you know, I came out even with you, but I think.
Oh no,
I got,
you were ahead of me. You had 6 of 8, and I had 5 of 8.
Oh, you had 5. I thought you had 6. Okay, yeah. So I was one ahead of you. I ended up getting lucky with the next set and got number 7, and then I filled up half of the last bar before I got number 8. But I did not fill up the last bar. I just got halfway through duplicates. And then got him. He seems pretty cool, but then Chapter 9 dropped, and I don't have time to train him. So, because 15 came with it, so I haven't played a whole lot with him yet.
Why aren't you using him to, since there's no bonuses in Chapter 9 for getting high scores, you know how, like, you get... You know, if you use Iron Man and you do some massive overkills or use good team ups, obviously that benefits you in the spec ops because you get well, that's so funny. Then because you get bonuses that add to your score and help you get more stars to complete tasks in spec ops. In the chapters, that doesn't matter. I use the chapters as a great place to level lower heroes. I've got Quake and Hyperion. Spider-Man Noir and Ant-Man, all 4 of them kind of tag teaming in. And when one of them's training, I'm using the other, you know, 2 of the other ones and kind of taking those guys through.
Well, because I'm trying to focus train, because I do want to see what level 15 does. So since I cannot take the Worthy, which is honestly still the meta that works on offense, you can't use them in Chapter 9. Mm-hmm. Then I am taking the Twins out because they're my second best team. I've really enjoyed playing with them in PvP with the alts. We'll talk about that in a minute. But that's basically why. It's because I'm trying to focus my level 14, my 2 level 14 Twins up to level 15. And apparently I've lost my camera signal.
Yeah, all of a sudden your video, there, you know, your video.
Nope, that's
back.
Your video. That's your video.
Yeah, it might have been something weird on my end, but yeah.
But I was laughing at Sengo because Cassius, I think, just summed up what the soapbox is going to be about. Can we make a pact? If anyone tries to get level 16 started, stab them until they die. So
Right.
But that's basically why. I know there's no bonuses, but I'm trying to kick what little experience I can scrape playing through for fun on
Makes
the chapter
sense.
And yeah, get to
50. Well, yeah, I mean, I guess because we're there, you know, everybody's got characters that need leveling now, no matter if you were a super Spartan a week ago. Now you've got a bunch of characters that need experience, so taking those guys through makes sense.
I was not a super Spartan. I imagine Klotz probably hasn't played a whole lot of PvP because I know he was very, very frustrated with the patterns there before.
Can I climb up on this box yet?
All right, you know what? I'm going to move. We'll talk about 15 first, and then we'll talk about like alts in chapter 9. And all right.
We're done
on 15 though, right? Or, I mean, I'm sorry. We're done on PvP.
Well, I will chime in and say I haven't been playing much PvP. Okay. The reason being was because I wasn't a super Spartan yet, and therefore I had I've talked about it before. There's that brick wall that it's not even like really the fatal funnel anymore per se. It's just the fact that if you don't have most of the heroes and if you don't have most of them at or around 14. You just can't punch through some of these, you know, some of the team ups, generally because their stats are already stacked so high against you that once you start doing debuffs and buffing each other and stuff like that, it just gets out of control. Like it gets literally unwinnable. Mm-hmm. Not complaining. Like I'm past the point where I'm like super frustrated with it anymore. I just accept it as the reality. But that leads into the conversation about level 15. What?
Dun, dun, dun.
Was it necessary? Like, was anybody like really like, oh man, I want to like farm like 20,000 experience to get it one more level on all of my characters? Like, I want to like have to more than double the experience that it took to get me from 13 to 14. Is that what we wanted to do with all of our characters?
I don't know. No. I mean, certainly not. Yeah, I mean, nobody was clamoring for it, for sure.
Did we want to take that gap between the people trying to play catch-up still and the Super Spartans and just make it, like, completely impassable? Like, just you cannot catch up, like, game over, done, unless you are quitting your job, kicking your family out of the house and playing nothing but MAA every day, forever. You will never be a super Spartan now. Like, I mean, that was really just my feeling when I saw that. It was like, I wasn't upset at the idea of level 15 itself. It was the execution where I was like, really? We're going to, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I see where we're going. That being said, though, I thought what they did with the AISO rollout was really cool.
Yeah, like spreading those out so you can start plugging those in earlier. That is nice. That's a nice addition.
That was, for me, that was always one of my frustrations with a new character was it was like, if I don't sit here and grind 12-2 with them for a couple days at a time, you know what I mean, for each character to get them to the point where they can start actually equipping ENA ISOs and stuff, mm-hmm. I'm just never going to get a good idea of how good they are, you know, or not good, you know what I mean? Right. I was never going to get a realistic snapshot of how they were going to play. And so at that point, you're like, well, I just devoted like somewhere between 5 and 10 hours to playing this character to be able to try to play the character.
Yeah.
I didn't really like that character. Oh, well. Let me just grab another one and start that whole cycle all over again.
Well, so now there's characters that I think I'm just going to level purely, you know, up to their 18,000 or 1800 or 18,000. Yeah. By sticking on the flight deck, just let them go over and over collecting XP that way.
And there's definitely been characters. I hear what you're saying. There's definitely been characters that weren't any good until level 10. You know, like a Havoc comes to mind for me that trying to play him to level him up just was a grind on me. But once he got all his powers and once he got enough health and EISO slots open that I could crystal him up, he was good. I don't know if there's enough benefit in 15 to really push. Other than the obvious, is there another bonus to PvP? Did they add another level bonus?
Yeah. 'Cause it was. Yeah, there's an increased statistical, quote unquote, or an increased statistical bonus in PvP that you get from level 15.
So everybody's going to push for that. But other than that, the chain, the what do they even call that? It goes over your rest. It's basically an extra action over
a
your
recharge,
rest.
Right? It's so right. The way they describe it is a multi-action ability above the recharge ability. And here's the thing: is I know that there've been photos of people, you know, saying they've gotten Moonstone to level 15 and stuff like that. I have not seen one of these. A photo describing what one of these multi-action abilities above the recharge ability looks like. And that's going to, you know, make a huge determination on who I level first, right? Is it just basically going to be all your tacticians get this one, all your blasters get this one? There's nothing that's specific to individual heroes from what I understand. Mm-hmm. So Captain America, tactician Captain America gets the same recharge multi-action bonus or item above the same one that Moonstone would get. Tactician Moonstone. Isn't Moonstone tactician? I can't remember.
I think she might be. I can't.
Let's say tactician Black Panther. Tactician.
They all get the same.
They all get the same.
Yeah, people in chat are saying that it's extended rest like the empowered armor was.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Makes sense.
So it gives them the, if I'm reading this right, it gives them their class ability.
Right. So they can basically trigger an extra turn even if they don't hit a blaster, right? So like basically being able to say, okay. Right.
Yes.
Okay. Wow. That's nice.
Yeah, that sounds fair.
That's a...
it definitely sounds good.
Fun in PvP.
I'm looking at a note. Mark Parrott is hitting this on the back channel, and he's saying the same thing. Yes, same as the EMP suit extends, the empowered suit. Where's Nikolai? Nikolai was quick to rush into the Agents Only Lounge and say, hey, look, I'm leveling. I can't remember which character he picked to level up to his first 15. Here's the cost. Here's the time thing. Da-da-da-da. Well, what's the results, man? What's the results? I'm just curious.
He's in chat commenting.
I don't see it.
Samuel 8. That's
he's just confirming, but he's not telling us how it plays out. But that is a huge, huge, huge cost jump. Now, however, some of the bonuses that came with level 15 are you no longer have to wait till the end level to get all of your AISO slots opened. And now it's, what is it, 8, 10, 12, and 14?
Welcome to the show 10 minutes ago,
Paul. I know exactly, Paul. I was already talking about this. And really, all you're saying...
Were you attending like a business meeting while I was talking about that?
Yeah, I was, actually. Yes,
Charles,
yes, I was.
It's not a huge benefit to say that you get your last AISO slot at 14. Now you don't have to wait until you're level 15. You get it at level 14. Well,
no, you only got three. You only got one at level 8 before, and then the other three were unlocked at 14.
Right,
you had to wait.
Yes,
now it's 8, 10, 14.
Now you get, your remaining ones.
I don't know.
No,
is my answer. Chance. I don't know. Can I add some more?
Do you guys have somebody in mind that you're going to be leveling to 14 for or to 15 first? Like, is there somebody you're?
Oh, the worthy, absolutely.
A bummer because you can't use them in the chapter. So, you know, as you're going through and doing all this great work in the chapter, I mean, I guess you could. Could you take the worthy? I haven't even tried this. Could you take the worthy outfit off of Luke Cage and use Luke Cage in the chapter?
I don't know.
I bet you can't, actually. I bet it has to probably be. I bet he and the other worthy are locked out. That's an interesting thought. I'm going to try it right now.
Now, on along with these patches came class changes.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't memorize the patch notes, and if anybody has them open, by all means, read from them. But I do remember there's no change to tactician, which was fair to me, and there was no change to another class, generalist, I think. But infiltrators are better now. There's a better boost to their attack when they get the infiltrator response. There's a higher chance to hit and crit against tacticians. There's a higher chance or a lower chance for tacticians to actually hit and crit them. Things that boosted the weaker classes up, I thought. I thought it was a cool tweak to the classes. It sounded like, at least on paper. It wasn't huge, but it was a little bump. They didn't say they nerfed a bunch of weapons. I'm waiting for that secret patch notes to come because I'm pretty sure the Scarlet Rapier has been nerfed a bit.
Pretty close. relentless rapier, but you, yeah.
Well, you know, I was more focused on saying the last word to not get yelled at. So I was really, really focused on saying that fast and clear.
Every time you start to say the name of that weapon, I cringe.
I know. That's why I'm just trying to be nice. However, playing with it, it definitely seems to have been nerfed down on its power.
Yeah, it does feel like that, yeah.
Which is not a bad thing because it hits a lot. So, yeah, so that's level 15. Klaus, you good?
You like saying any more on that topic?
Well, okay. We were going to talk about this a couple weeks ago, but we had the 100th episode.
Yeah.
And then we didn't get to it last week. So, and this is going to blindside Brian completely, but you'll have to respond on the fly.
Sure.
I was telling McFall the other day, a couple weeks ago, that the leak for Avengers Alliance 2 has completely taken the wind out of my sails.
Sure.
And it persists. Like, I haven't really been playing this PvP. I'll log in every couple days, or I'll log in for a few days in a row. I'll do my battles or whatever. I'm just not feeling it anymore. Like, I'm still playing. You know, I haven't completely quit. I'm not giving it all up and just walking away. But the fact that I know that the end is looming, now the end could be a year out. It could be a year and a half out. Who knows? It could be anything.
Sure.
We have no idea. We have not even the slightest hint at how they plan to sunset this game out and transition into the new one. But the reality is it has taken the wind out of my sails. And because it's been like, I've been playing this game a lot for a couple years now, and I wasn't able to really catch up because I couldn't put in the time. There were times a year ago, I mean, you can ask Nikolai, I was playing a lot. Like, I was playing like Super Spartans play, where they play like 4 or 5, maybe even more hours a day. Mm-hmm. Like, I was playing a lot and I caught up a lot, but then the mountain just keeps getting bigger. And that's one of the dangers inherent in a game like this, is that the mountain just continues to grow and you're climbing and the mountain's getting, the peak's getting farther and farther away.
Further, yes, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's been tough. And like, I'll tell you, it's really tough. Like, when the patch hit, I went and looked at the notes. I was like, all right, cool. Let's see what's in the new chapter and stuff. I was hoping that I was going to get super excited and just want to play again. You know what I mean? Cause it's been a little while since that's happened.
Sure.
And level 15 was just like soul crushing. It was just like, yeah.
Right. Like, what's the point of getting all these guys up to 15 if a year from now we're playing something completely different anyway?
Well, to me, the soul crushing thing was a little different aspect. It was, there was a mountaintop, right? And it's really hard to get to, but if you worked hard, you could get to it. And I haven't even reached it yet. You know, I'm not pushing that hard to train super hard. Mm-hmm. But I was getting a lot closer, especially after the last group boss. I was very, very close. And then the mountain moved, and immediately thought, I mean, that's tough for the Super Spartans and the close to Super Spartans like myself. New players, why would you bother?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
why would you bother? I mean, you're not a new player, but why would you bother? All of a sudden, well, the gold line just moved another 1,000 feet, 10 miles away, whatever.
Yeah, and with this change, with level 15, with how much more XP it takes and everything, it's not just it's like a little bit harder to get there. It's more than twice as hard to get there now. Every single one of these characters has to be leveled more than twice what it took to get level 14. That's insane. You know what I mean? Like, it's just an insane gap.
I'll play devil's advocate for a second, and maybe they did that to slow the rush down, except the fact that you can pay to do it has already... I've seen pictures, not necessarily proof, because pictures can be Photoshopped, but I've seen pictures of now Super Spartans with all 15s a couple days after it launched. That's a lot of money, if that's true.
Yeah, right.
But you have to take the money aspect out. Then it's a fair playing field. It's like, oh, you know...
As quickly as that photo surfaced, I don't think it's actually physically possible. Well, I take that back, because you don't have the 36 hour waiting time.
Right. If you spend money, you can. Yeah. I mean, I'm with you.
That's somebody with a stolen credit card.
But that's the thing. There are people who will spend serious money to stay competitive in a game like this.
Yeah.
You know, there are people. The three of us, you know, we may not be in a situation where we're going to do that, but we're a little more frugal with our purchases for the game. Like, I know, Ibit, you usually buy the gold sale every month. I do probably every other month. Fall buys it at least once every couple months.
Yeah.
So we're a pretty good snapshot of what I would imagine is the average player who is like, I really enjoy this game. You know, I want to stay current. I want to have some gold in my pocket for when the next big...
Holy crap. Yeah. MAA Clairvoyant, I'm not sure how they calculated the numbers, but they say that it's $4,400.
Yeah, that sounds about right. All 15. To get enough of the gold to skip all that. So I'm sorry. Go ahead, Paul. You were in the middle of that.
Yeah, no, I was just saying, like, you know, so, and that's the hard number right there is $4,500 is the... Jesus Christ. You know what I mean? Like, that's... That's a down payment on a new car. You know what I mean? Like that's like that's a lot of money, but there are people out there that have it. And that, you know, I'm sure there's someone out there who's like, this is the only game I play. I'm not really a gamer, but this is a game that I like. I have the money. I'm going to do it. You know, I want to stay competitive. I want to be king of the hill. I want to see my
gaming budget for the next 5 years is what that is. if not more than that, that's, you know, considering a PlayStation 4 and, you know, an Xbox One and all that stuff.
Dude, that's like my lifetime gaming budget up to this point, basically. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So we're not going to talk about budgets for gaming.
No, I know. Well, it's each their own. Nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, I play too many games, but, I mean, that's the thing. Like, when Future Fight came out, I spent a lot on Future Fight initially because I wanted to get the full roster and I really wanted to have some time to play with all the characters. I've ultimately stopped playing that game altogether, but not because it wasn't a good game, but just because the excitement kind of waned. And then, you know, if I'm not playing Avengers Alliance, I'm probably definitely not playing Future Fight most of the time because I'd usually play them together. So, yeah, that's the whole thing. And there's been some comments in the chat room here, like some people saying that, well, they haven't announced the end of this game. And
that's a different game. It's not this game. But
there's so many possibilities. I mean, there's even the possibility that it never comes out. Like, you know, it goes into beta. It's determined that it's just not a moneymaker for them or whatever, or technical challenges, who knows, and maybe it never comes out.
I think the reality for Klotz is not necessarily, it was just kind of the straw on the camel's back moment, because you were getting burned out on the frustrations of it all. I mean, for all of us a little bit, it even came out in the show where our listeners finally said, hey, what happened to the fun content instead of Plato's broken, Plato's broken? It's like, well, you're right. You know, and we've definitely tried to take a more positive
path. We're not alone in that because, I mean, last week on the show, Kingfisher chimed in and said this current PvP is the worst PvP he's ever participated in the entire history of this game. And he's been playing, you know, almost the entire time as far as I know. And that says something. I mean, but they've definitely taken effort to, you know, address concerns lately. They've been obviously they've been releasing new content lately, and these patches haven't been small. This patch was pretty big. They did a lot of things all at once. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it, I guess maybe they have taken either they've found a way to put, you know, some emphasis back into this game. Their team is behind it. It seems like they're finally moving the ball forward and getting changes implemented and developing new content and stuff. Because like I said, these changes haven't been just, you know, oh, here's a new thing. When the new Spec Ops comes out, there's more than just the Spec Ops. When the new costumes finally hit, you know, they're usually, there's a lot going on. A lot more than there was for, you know, a few months there, at least half a year. So I'm not saying that I'm done. I'm definitely just in one of those lull periods. And I've been in one of these lull periods before. It's usually summertime. Summertime, it's tough. You know, like there's a lot of things going on. You got that summertime lifestyle, you know, you go out, do barbecues, hit the beach, whatever.
So are you saying you have the summertime sadness?
Yeah.
Jeez. Oh, at least you could have gotten summertime blues, Charles. Come on.
As
don't
popped
invoke
in my head.
The Del Rey.
It popped in my head. I have to inflict it on others. I'm just saying. It's I transferred the, what's the Doc Ock thing? I transferred the chaotic crap to you.
No, but... I'm just being honest. I'm throwing it out there. It's been hard to like stay as committed to the game lately, even with all the new content, just because it's such a grind sometimes. Yeah. And I've been on this grind for a long time. Like, cause I get some flack once in a while. People are like, oh, you're not putting in the work or whatever. And I'm like, dude, you got to remember what it's like to be in somebody like myself's shoes. Like this, you're committing to playing like 4 or 5 hours a day, grinding just to level characters. We're not talking about completing chapters, farming various E and A ISO and weapons and doing the current spec ops, doing PvP. Like, that's just to grind, like to just get there, to get the bonuses to be able to compete competitively.
That's the best way to compete is competitively.
But well, no, I mean, you're saying as opposed to a passive player who just enjoys it.
It's, the level 15 thing was a little bit brutal. That being said, though, my faith is largely renewed. You know, we're talking about, you were just mentioning that negative period. These are serious sweeping changes, even if they're not perfect, because they aren't. I'm sure there's bugs. I'm sure we're going to find things in the next couple of weeks where we're going to be like, what the hell were they thinking? Why is this done this way? Like, I'm looking right now, like, you know, the blaster focused attacks bonus went from being for one round to two. Somebody's going to find a way to break that open. Somebody's going to create a team. Maybe it'll be Havoc's Great Return, you know, where they're just like, yep, I just liquefied your team because I could, you know, do all this damage for two turns in a row, kind of thing. You know, there's, I'm sure there are things where there are problems. So I just kind of wanted to address it because it's the elephant in the room. It's, I haven't been as engaged as I have been in the past, but I'm not giving it up. And I'd like to hear feedback, like people out there. If you agree with me, if you disagree with me, shoot me a message on Facebook, hit me up in the lounge, wherever. Let me know how you feel, especially people who are, you know, on the grind like I am. Let me know what you're, where you're at.
I'd like to hear from other people who do usually or do occasionally participate in the gold sales. Like, is the thought of there being another game coming out on the horizon enough for you to say, oh, okay, well, then I'll stop spending money on this one until that one comes out? You know, what's the point of leveling and spending so much time working to get all these characters up when a year from now it's going to be a game that, quote unquote, sits on your Facebook shelf and you're focused on something new?
Well, my particular take has always been what benefits me now and in the long run. And for the first time in a while, I'm actually looking at buying gold pre-gold sale. I actually did not get into the last one.
What?
I know. I was waiting for the last one. The timing
was wrong.
Please tell
me you're going to spend it on PvP armory items. Please, please.
Hell no. No, I want to buy the EISOs for the agent, the witchery and the quick witchcraftery. And I want to get the last alt for Witch, Scarlet Witch. I've gotten, but for the most part, it's really buying the Scarlet Witch EISO that's gold only, and then the two gold only EISOs for my agent. Because they're on a timer. Well, the two on the agent are on a timer. So I'm actually looking.
I think if you took a $50 bill and lit it on fire and just watched it burn to a crisp, it would be more satisfying than buying PvP items.
Yeah.
At the very least, look for Facebook card sales.
Because
like you can wait all the way up until what, the 28th, right? So really the 27th. Consider the 27th your deadline. And look for Facebook card sales, look for obviously a gold sale between now and then, which is always a possibility, before you just plunk down unbonused money.
You're right. There, we got to talk about widespread issue that's going on here in a second. But that's basically it. Is I only buy when I'm doing well, when I have disposable income. It is my Playdom tax. It's, hey, I'll support a game that might change. Sure. But other than that, with the way I started and the where I am now, is what disposable income do I have? What will it benefit in my enjoyment of the game? As opposed to, previously it was, I need to get all these armory items and throw them in my armory. Well, that's proved to be a very, very fleeting enjoyment, if any at all. So there is that. Let's move on to alts. Okay. Since we just talked about it, I've definitely been playing with them. Have you guys gotten them and played with them?
I have not picked one up yet, but I did just get 20 CP on my login today. So nice. I will there be able go. To afford one of them. And I might pony up for a little bit of gold to be able to get the I'm definitely looking at getting the Quicksilver EISO because that just seems absurdly good. Like
they are.
That just seems rock solid. Now, I might pick up both, but yeah. I'm definitely going to get at least one alt for each character. I'm just not sure which ones yet.
Yeah, I don't have a recommendation on the class. So it really is your play style, but the alts themselves, I call it, you know, Team Spring Break, because you rock out with the twins out. You know, you got to, right? the alts are amazing. One, the animation is so much better. The AOU Quicksilver, I've gone up against standard Quicksilvers, and he just looks taller and beefier than them. Like, you're such a child. Smack.
Nice. You know? Nice.
His whole AOU bonus of interrupting melee attacks, not combos like we're used to, because at first I thought it was broken. I'm like, how the hell did it interrupt that? Then I reread it and went, oh, I assumed it was like the combo breaker. It's not. Any melee attack has a chance to be interrupted by anybody who has an AOU bonus, because with your agent, it's not an alt, it's a gun. But any other AOU alt and the gun, that means I've seen Scarlet Witch interrupt melee attacks, my agent with the gun has, and of course Quicksilver hits everybody when he goes to interrupt. So you get that bonus area of effect attack with him interrupting, and he does it enough. Now here's where it might be a little broken, because I see him miss and it still interrupts. So,
oh really?
Yeah. Okay. I've seen dodge, interrupted. It's like, that needs to be
broken.
Fixed.
Yeah,
that part's broken, but the rest of it seems to be fine. And then Scarlet Witch's bonus being adding a random effect to your attacks, not to your character. So there's no stat bonus, but to your attack. I've seen bonus attacks come where all of a sudden any attack you took was a quick action. That was fun. I've seen Hallowed come on multiple times. Like, well, we don't fight anybody Hallowed other than...
So what kind of benefit is that?
It's not good
that,
in PvP,
right?
But in PvE, you know. So they're very much worth getting. And in PvP, they got me into Adamantium. However, I keep falling out of Adamantium because of defense. And what I've noticed running with the twins and my agent loaded out for this team, they're good enough to win this battle on their own. There's been multiple times I finished a battle with one hero standing. Not like they got wiped out and they took out three people on their own, but in the course of the battle, you play it correctly, you can be the last person standing. It just takes too long. It's fun, but I keep going back to the worthy team, because with my worthy, if it's an easy team, you know, somebody's not protected against meteorites, I'm done in three rounds or less.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it is somebody who's protected, it might take a little longer. With the Spring Break, it might take four or five rounds. And if you go up against somebody like that damn Rocket and Union Jack, or Rocket and Noir, you're pretty much done. But that's true for any team, so that's not quite fair to the alts. But that's my take on the alts. Get them. They're very viable in PvP. And it's Scarlet Witch is the best she's ever been, in my opinion.
Yeah, well, and that's not a hard improvement to make. But
well, when she first came out, she was amazing. And then since then, it's not a hard improvement.
She's going to be better offensively than defensively, I think, just because in, you know, a week of PvP since they came out, or 6 days or whatever it's been, I've seen a couple of Quicksilver alts. I still see more regular Quicksilver Star-Lord teams than alt Quicksilver and Star-Lord teams. But I have not seen a single new Scarlet Witch in a defensive team that I've played against. So, however, I picked, surprise, surprise, I picked all four of them up, both alts for both characters, just because I'd rather be safe than sorry and say, oh yeah, turns out that actually having the infiltrator version of Scarlet Witch is a better one to have a month from now. You know, and I had the CP. He's like, yeah, let's just do it. Thanks to Chapter 9, actually, I had the CP. That was the big kicker there.
You know, everybody in the Agents Only Lounge grinded me a little bit. I was like, hey, when's the gold sale? Because I'm going to buy some CP. And they're like, just go farm it. I was like, okay, I'll do that.
Is the High Priestess Xenu the one who's telling
it's kind of how I felt with the smack backlash that I got from everybody. So I power leveled Victor Mancha, which actually that defense failed utterly. We'll talk about that in a second. But by power leveling him, I did get a lot of CP, just held on to it, and I had enough to buy three out of the four alts.
Oh, nice.
So I got to get the last Scarlet Witch alt, and we're good. So
cool.
Let's talk about Well, you know what? We've finished with PvP. We'll move on. That's fine.
Yeah, I think we've talked enough about PvP. Unless there's more, you know. PvP is what it is. Next week, we'll probably talk a lot more about PvP because it'll be
game day.
Working in a game day. So,
all right, chapter 9. Have you, Klotz, after what you just said, have you actually dove in and played any of chapter 9?
No.
You, I think, will enjoy it. The story is good. The flow is good. I've been very excited to have
that a new would chapter. Involve me completing chapter 8. And in order to get into chapter 8, I would have to complete chapter 7.
Oh, jeez, really?
Wow, sorry.
Well, the thing is,
casual.
I haven't. Well, come on, hold on.
No.
In all fairness, I didn't see much point in spending a lot of time in those chapters until I have the heroes to finish them, so that I can unlock the heroes and then farm, you know, the various things. So yeah, like because when I did early season 2 stuff, going through and spending a lot of time in a chapter when I couldn't get the full benefit of that chapter, I just felt like I was wasting a lot of time and energy and obviously a lot of actual in-game energy, you know what I mean, the resource. So no, I've been waiting and I was actively, like, you know, trying to grind out those characters and stuff. I have some catching up to do. Maybe I will start doing that sometime soon. I don't know, I'm getting closer though. It's I was closing the gap on Kurth. Yeah, I was trying to... No, Skirn. I was closing the gap on Skirn because I was going to go in order, but I might just skip, and there's a lot of overlap. I'd have to look at my chart. I have a whole thing. Like, I have a whole spreadsheet where I look at who's required for each chapter and the ones that are duplicated in multiple ones. So I've been picking up, like, characters like that. The problem is I'm at the point where almost everybody that I need to recruit is 135 or 200, and as you guys know, that just means that you just hop on that grindsicle and just go for a long, long time.
Grindsicle, I love it.
Grindsicle.
Yeah, I just coined that phrase just now.
Good for it. Attributed class 2015. So what's your spin on it? On
that? I'm enjoying it. I mean, really, I'm just enjoying it from the stance of content that is not limited time that I feel like I can kind of take my time on, although I've been using it, like I said, to level those new four heroes.
Sure.
I'm to the point where I've gone through all of the missions once in regular level, and I'm going back through now in challenge mode. So I've completed all of the initial tasks, and it's just that kind of last stretch where you've got to do all of the, you know, beat this heroic battle with 30,000 or more, beat this character, this final boss with 60,000 or more, stuff like that. So, and that's exactly when I'm going to pull out the twins and use those two to hammer through on the bosses. Obviously, heroic battles, big thanks to Kingfisher, who's been doing some amazing videos that I can't wait to watch. To figure out how to start getting those heroic battles up to the right score levels. But so that's where I'm at. I'm not not done with it by any stretch of the imagination, but I feel like I'm in the home stretch with just a few more heroic battles and challenge modes on each level.
You know, in relativity, you know, my taking my time is a lot slower than you.
Yeah,
but
right.
I know I joke about it, but it's been so long since we got a chapter, and for whatever reason, the chapters are my favorite part of the game. So I'm just savoring it, and I love the heroic battles, and I've played all the heroic battles at least twice, if not more. It's 1 through 3, mission 1, 2, and 3. I haven't got past mission 3 yet because I do like to go in order of that little graph bar. You know, it gives me a mission. Okay, I'm going to focus on doing that and clearing that out. But heroics are just the it for me in this game. I love the heroic battles. I've been fortunate enough to walk into them. The first time, the very first one, just cleaned my clock. And I'm like, why did that happen? Oh, I have level 250 crystals on everybody, and nobody has EISOs or AISOs on them. Let me fix that. Oh, look, I won. So I have been fortunate to go into these heroics and just enjoy figuring out how to beat them. And I'm sure I will be facing those videos on the challenges. My favorite, though, here's a little spoiler alert for everybody for the third one, which is the Venom, anti-Venom, the anti-Venom heroic boss, where you have, was it Agent? Is it called Agent Venom?
There is Agent Venom,
and Anti-Venom,
and Anti-Venom are the two.
Carnage and Green Goblin and Scream. No, she does Scream. What's her name?
The woman. It's the woman symbiote. Yeah, right.
Yeah. So I walked in, and I didn't lose. I was fighting the battle, and I had to go do something, and Agent Venom had already died, and I still had 3 to defeat, so I was like, I got to go do something else. I just quit. Well, the second time I went in to fight it, same kind of thing happened. I picked the bad timing on it. I started fighting it. Agent Venom died, and I had 1 against 3, and I had to go do something. So, oh, whatever, I'll quit. Well, I finally got into it and just, I'm going to grind it out. Screw it. Anti-Venom, you put the right AISO on him and the EISO, he will defeat the entire team by himself and not take a scratch.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, and the trick is you do his first attack and his third attack. And I don't remember. The AISO might not be actually important. The EISO, I believe, was a close empowering, which melee attacks increase your defense, if I remember right. And I honestly, let me pull him up. I got him right here. I'm not in a battle or anything. But the idea was I picked it specifically for what I wanted to do in the battle. Scream. Thank you, mm-hmm. everybody.
Yeah, it is Scream. Scream. Yep. They're screaming, scream at you.
Yeah, they are indeed. But I went in going, this is how I always have my anti-venom. Street fighting, I'm sorry. Yeah, close to power street fighting. Melee attacks have a higher chance to critically hit. And then I did the viscous empowered, which is heavy blows, applies slowed to enemies who attack with melee. So they're constantly getting slowed. I'm looking at my ASO, see if there's anything special. There doesn't seem to be. Level 6, third power. We haven't really come up with a convention on how we name these, but the third attack, I put the Vorpal augmented with mono molecular blades, equipped slashing attack, gains ignore defense. So essentially, with the first attack, bloodletting, you're sending ravage, bleeding, and remove buff. Then you follow up with crusade, which exploits opportunity, exploits bleeds, is a hemorrhaging attack, high crits, ignores defense, and it also removes a buff. And I just do 1, 3, 1, 3. It doesn't matter what Venom does. Agent Venom keeps dying. Slower at times, depending on how I play him. But I just focus on Scream first. Then I take out Goblin, then I take out Carnage, by himself, done.
So
anybody having problems with it, there you go. It's pretty. It didn't take me long to figure that out. Actually, I just did it in the first one going, hey, these two work together. Let me see what happens. And it just set up slash, and it's pretty cool.
For the most part, it does kind of feel like the heroic battles in this chapter are a little easier than heroic battles have been in the past. I say that for the most part because the Sinister Six one that you've got to do with Moon Knight. Who are the other two? It's Moon Knight and
his other two personas.
Right. Yeah, that's right. that one's a bear. And there are two that I haven't even been able to get into now. Since the first time I went through them, because I keep getting a CVE every time I launch it. Multiple computers, logging in from different places, turning off visual improvements and speed and all that stuff. And something's squishy going on with that. I don't know what it is, but
That's a good transition.
There it is, Daredevil and Sandman. Yeah, jeez. Yeah.
But that's a good transition into, there's a massive issue going on. I experienced it a week or so ago of people locally being locked out of a game, and you'll be playing and then you'll get the shield alert. Mine lasted for 36 hours, give or take. I went 24 hours, put in a ticket and tweeted at MAA, because I don't know that at MAA insiders can do anything, but you got the connection, you might as well try it, right? So I said, hey, I've been locked out for over 24 hours. Any suggestions? Not blaming them, not saying it's your fault or fix it for me. Just say, hey, because there might have been. And I saw that other people had the same problem. Well, within 12 hours of putting in a ticket, I was back into the game. Somebody else, I forget who I was talking to today, but they said, hey, you had that problem. What did you do? I put in a ticket. I said, same story, blah, blah, blah. He said, well, it's been about 12 hours since I put in a ticket. And under an hour later, he said, oh, I'm back in the game. And a lot of people in the chat room are saying they've been locked out for 36 hours or longer. I personally, and I have nothing to base this on other than instinct, I personally think what's happening is local servers for this game are being maybe DOS attacked or some kind of attack that's shutting the server down for that area. And it's not a coastal thing. It's not a location, because my brother-in-law, for some reason, he's two houses down, but he's on a whole different server than I am. When however it's assigned. Because right. I was locked out, he wasn't. He said, man, I'm having these issues, these problems. I'm smooth in the game. You know, so it's somehow on your Facebook page, you get assigned a certain server. And with no rhyme or reason, you might get locked out. I just think it's possible attacks on those physical servers somewhere.
Wow. Actually, some people in the chat room have also said that if you leave the heroics until last, like after the boss fight, you'll get, chances are you'll get the CVEs. If you do them right away when they show up, you won't get the CVEs.
Interesting. Now, I always do them right away because that's my happy spot. So I haven't experienced a CVE yet.
Nice.
I don't, but cool. So try that out, everybody.
Yeah, good job.
But
thank
you. As far as being locked out, all you can do is submit a ticket. And for me, it worked in 12 hours. For the guy I was talking to today, it worked in 12 hours. Not a guarantee. And in 36 hours, I basically got an email back from Disney saying, hey, we don't know what's going on. We pass it on to developers. Sorry. So there's that.
Cool.
I think we've run out of time, so we're not going to touch this continuity thing here.
Okay.
I guess we are ready. Unless, still opening floor to you, Ibit, and to you, Klotz. Do you have anything left to say in the current events?
Nope.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right, here we go. Here is All Hail the King.
What is up from the Helicarrier? It's Kingfisher 745. And this is the All Hail the King segment that you can only find right here. Now, I know on today's show there is a lot to talk about. The Twins alternate costumes were released, and so was Chapter 9. With that, of course, came level 15s, which I was hoping was just a bad rumor. Now, I did have everyone at level 14 outside of Hyperion, so you may ask, why were you so against level 15? Well, for one, I hate change. You probably remember me saying I'm OCD, and change is never good to me. Besides that, I'm sure you remember me talking about my defensive team and wins, in part because I got a ton of comments and questions about it after last week's show. Don't get me wrong, people always ask me a bunch of questions, especially about defense, but after last week's show, I'm pretty sure I got more questions than ever, and people were really excited. They were probably less excited to know it was just Pestilence, Beast, and Enchantress. Maybe it was a combination of my setup and my armory, but they were winning pretty much every single night, and it continued after last week's show. In fact, I ended up with more defensive wins than attacking wins, and that's no joke.
Wow. But
enter Chapter 9. My defensive team has lost every night since. So, yeah, great idea to release a new chapter and all these changes halfway through a season. Thumbs up on that one. Oh, and by the way, my gifts were also broken with the release.
Oh,
so no more gifts for me. Trying to push those things aside, though, there were a lot of great things that came out. And I always love a new chapter. I would have preferred it be released between seasons, but the chapter is phenomenal. The new Worthy costume is great. There are a ton of amazing EISO and AISO to win. And Twins, I can't say it. But anyone remember that song, I Love Twins?
Yeah.
If not, look it up. Definitely a classic worthy of Coverville. Oh, but yeah, the new Age of Ultron costumes. They're both pretty epic. The Quicksilver one has introduced a new level of frustration as far as interrupted attacks. And Scarlet Witch, well, she just gives you all sorts of benefits on your attacks. They are definitely both great, though I won't say worth the wait, but it was a strong finish. And that's who the next All Hail the King video is going to be about. The Age of Ultron Twins. Now, the last video, which is supposed to be about Hyperion, is a little bit late because of all the Chapter 9 work, but I'm going to try to put that out tomorrow. So then the Twins video will be out probably next Monday. That should be a pretty awesome episode, and we may focus on one of the twins before that, but that depends on how much time I have. In the meantime, we have a lot more to talk about. For the rest of the segment, I want to kind of focus on level 15. In an agents-only discussion, there was an idea for me to make a which characters will you level to 15 first video, and while I still may hopefully make that video, I did just want to talk about it a little bit here on the segment. By the way, there's at least one agent that has all level 15s already, and I have faced teams of level 15s as early as the next day. So that's why it's a phenomenal idea to release Chapter 9 before the PvP season ends.
Yeah,
but anyways, my first level 15 is Quicksilver, and my next one is going to be Iron Fist. They were definitely both in my top 10, but originally I was going to level my defensive team first, and that just didn't happen yet. I may actually be switching my defensive team, but we'll see. Other characters on that list, though, are going to be Gnaw, Kurth, Enchantress, Red Hulk, Beast, Spider-Man Noir, Star-Lord, probably Iron Patriot, and I'm thinking right now Scarlet Witch, and or Hulk. Now that may be over 10, but I'm just trying to give you an idea of who my first 10 to 12 are going to be. Basically characters that are important in PvP. And I'm sure most of you have found out that leveling to 15 is no joke. 18,000 experience. I like leveling, and that seems like a lot. Of course, it's not cheap, and it takes a long time as well. So, this is going to be quite a grind. I wish I had more than 30 million silver, because that's not going to cut it. If there's not a group boss in the next Spec Ops, we may have to riot. But I wish you all luck in leveling and in the current season, which went from a nightmare to a night terror. I'm pretty sure that's supposed to be worse. That's going to be it for today's segment, but I want to thank you all for listening and then send it back to the hosts.
Yeah.
I was going, I know he said, I will make my list of the top 10. I'm like, please just be funny and list out every hero that's right there. Just keep going, man. That'd be hilarious.
Union Jack and Molly Hayes. And
yeah. Yeah, you know, absolutely. For those of us who are PvPers, you must focus on the viable teams, I feel like. So, yeah. That's exactly what I'm doing. I thought about Iron Fist. I thought he was, he's definitely one of my go-to guys. Mm-hmm. But I just, Nolan Kurth have to be my go-to right now. And then the twins have the new alts. I'm focusing on them. It's hard, man.
Yeah, it really is.
Even power leveling is going to take you a while. And by power, if you're new to the show or you're new to the term, power leveling is going 112-2, which is season 1, chapter 12, mission 2, where you're 9 birding the bosses and you get roughly 400 to 450 experience for the first battle and 300 something for the second, roughly around 1,000 XP every run through. That's 18 runs, more or less, right? To get to 50.
Right. I think, yeah, of doing 112-2, yes. Yeah. Right. Jeez.
So, yeah, I know. I know. It's a lot. So, King, I'm very much looking forward to those videos and seeing how you decked out your twins. He took my joke and took it a step higher. It makes me giggle now when I say it. So instead of giggling, let's do the Pokeprof, because we have I put it in the notes because he came up with a title and I'm sure he says it, but just in case, he gave it to Pokeprof MAA micro analysis. So here we go.
Greetings, agents, and welcome to the tentatively titled MAA micro analysis. I am your friendly neighborhood Pokeprof, here to give you a small character review. First off, let's get one thing out of the way. Chapter 9, holy frickin' Spider-Ham, Chapter 9! Okay, now that is out of my system, let's talk this week about Sandman. He, like many other bruisers, is a finest hour hero, working best by building up the buffs and his unique passive Grit to spend it all on one huge damage blow for his third or fourth level abilities, respectfully. He's been a heavy hitter since day one, but I think a lot of people may have forgotten him mostly because of how simple he is and that, when it came down to it, he was fairly slow to get rolling. Then, Chapter 9 comes out, and honestly, it's just the thing to revitalize him, since we now get the barricaded ISO, which allows him to not only protect his allies from single-target attacks, but also allows him to get Grit while he does so. Why does this make me so excited? Let me set the stage for you. Sandman's second ability, Gathering Sand, lets him get an irremovable 50% dodge passive on top of giving him the Finest Hour buffs. We're talking now about a tanking hero who can dodge 50% of the time on top of getting stronger thanks to Grit raising all of his stats while neither effect can be removed. Now toss on the wide open AISO to his level 1 and the Epiphany AISO to his level 2 and just watch him level people. Just thinking about this makes Sandman jump right to the top of my personal top 5 list of best tanking heroes in the game with just this ISO alone. It goes to show what a little buff can do to change everything we can do with a hero. I'm really excited with just about everything involving Chapter 9, and I'm sure to talk about more heroes in the future who might really get supercharged thanks to a new A or EISO, but I've gushed enough. Head back to the Helicarrier. Our terrific trio is probably just as excited to talk about this stuff as I am.
We should. I think we should put him earlier in the show.
Right.
I don't know about you. I'm laughing because of the passion. I mean, he loves this stuff, and it's just fun to hear somebody who loves it as much as I do. Has a better way with words or a better character to himself, or just somebody other than me that's saying it. I enjoyed that, Professor. Keep it up, man. That was awesome. And can we just say, in my opinion so far, the A and EISOs in this chapter are really, really good on paper.
Yeah, no, they have been, especially Moon Knights. Holy cow, I want to get Moon Knights before it gets nerfed, right? Because hearing the description on one post on the lounge, you basically get it. You get unlimited turns or infinite turns as long as you follow the path with that EISO.
Yeah.
So I'd like to get that and equip it and try it out before it gets nerfed, because it will get nerfed. I mean, that's a no-brainer.
There's some that come out that I'm like, maybe because I'm not as familiar with the character or I just don't care enough about the character. I'm like, oh, okay. I can see that being cool. No, all these, I'm like, I want that one. I want that one. And I want that one. And holy cow. I mean, every last one of them.
This is going to be a fun chapter to farm.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not fun, but at least it's going to be a chapter to farm. And I'll use it, you know, it'll obviously be a chapter to use to level folks up to what we need. So
yeah,
for what it's worth.
Now here's the point where I can piss off the audience, you know, in a shut up and take my money segment. You give me the ability to skip everything and just do the heroics after I've built it, you put in a time frame, whatever, put your lockout on it, however you want. But you give me the ability to just do the heroics, to farm the heroics directly. Shut up and take my money.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So basically, you complete all the chapters, and now you can just say, you know, next to the button that says launch mission, you've got launch heroic or something like that.
Yes, something like that. So I don't have to do the same grind, because that's what gets me down, is the grind to get the heroic and then hit reset. Sure. By the way, I haven't got a damn single EISO or AISO yet. So I've got some of the random AI.
What color is the sky in your world?
It's still pink and rosy because I'm having so much fun with the chapter, but I still haven't got it yet. I'm just saying.
Right.
So, I love a skip it and just do the heroic button. That'd be perfect in my world.
Sure.
Twitch is okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. They were answering something in the chat room. I was like, oh, no, that's not for us. Okay. Then it's on to From the Helicarrier. From the field.
Yeah, from the field. Here we go.
I'm ready for BTP.
From
man.
The Helicarrier.
Agent Stewart, FTH, maybe he goes by the name Cal as well, wrote in, said, greetings, inner circle of the Helicarrier. Agent Cal here with a couple of suggestions to improve the game's interface. Well, his real name might be Cal.
No, because I had something from Cal. This is part of the problem I was having earlier with stuff and copy and pasting, right? Because I had an Agent Cal, and I think I accidentally posted Agent Cal over Agent Stewart. This is Agent Cal. Agent Stewart has another one I'll find.
Okay, no problem.
Sorry.
So Agent Cal, a couple of suggestions to improve the game's interface. Oh, by the way, while we're talking about interface, I'm going to take a break from Cal's email. Somebody pointed out that Playdom quietly and secretively fixed the issue when you're in the selling page, that as soon as you sell something, it reverts you back to the first page of your inventory.
Oh, they fixed
that? So they fixed that. So now if you're selling stuff, it stays on the page you're on, which is huge, especially since we kind of need
silver. I need to take a break and go sell a bunch of shit.
No kidding.
Exactly, right? Because that's been the one drawback to selling anything is like, oh, now I have to go back
to that. People ask about that, like,
6 months to 9 months ago.
Right.
And they responded like, it's not going to get fixed.
Oh, like, really? Oh,
I remember them distinct, like when they did one of their Q&As with a bunch of suggestions and questions, they answered that one and they're like, it's not going to get fixed.
Wow.
And well, they fixed it.
Hey, folks, enjoy your Model 2016 Infiltrator flight suit then.
that's definitely not getting fixed.
Right. Back to Cal's email. First, it would be nice if the agent had his own tab in the team screen so it's easier to change the uniforms and weapons. Yeah, that's a good point. Second, have the PvP ranking visualized as a bar so we can have a better idea of how much leeway we have for the last day or if we should push ahead to go into the next ranking. The current way just doesn't give a good idea of where we're placed in the ranks. This sounds familiar. Did we do this email last week? Maybe it's regardless, I'm going to keep going because I do agree with that. I love the idea of actually seeing it visually instead of looking.
Oh, wow. Yeah, this is like for 2 weeks. Something went sideways here. This is what it's supposed to be here because it says 100th episode is getting nearer. So I know we've read this one. I apologize. I was trying to attend this weird business meeting thing, and I was trying to handle show business at the same time.
Yeah, but you weren't doing either one of them very successfully.
Well, here, let me replace this for you. And Agent, I have to look at Agent Cal because he had a new one this week, I thought. But here, Ibit, stay right there. Don't.
Okay. All right.
Move. Just let it happen. It's okay. And done. There is okay. The current. That's the Agent Stewart FTH email right there.
Cool. And that's a nice short one. Yeah. Agent Stewart FTH writes in modern times and says, I normally ignore chain letters, but this is an MAA FTH game changer. So a shout out to the shout out of a shout out to Agent Wiggles. In addition, love you, King, but coasting into adamantium sounds like the last thing any agent should ever complain about. ... With respect. Speaking to Kingfisher saying he's coasting into coasting adamantium last week.
Yeah. And the whole chain letter is 2 weeks ago. He shouted out somebody and somebody last week wrote in, shout out. So I was like, all right, I will let it play.
We'll play the shout out game.
Yeah,
sure.
For a second. Yeah. Not after this, probably not. But all right, Klotz.
Is this actually new?
I don't know. Just cruise it.
Agent ZK writes
is this
in.
Is real life?
Or is it a fantasy?
Oh, my God.
God, no, I'm done. Agent ZK asks, can you invite a new player to join the podcast? I think it'll increase your audience as well as provide entertainment for the super Spartans like myself. It doesn't have to be a long segment, but it does provide a different perspective. Regards, ZK. Well, Agent ZK, we had a new player.
She quit
playing. And she done quit. And
that doesn't tell you.
Well, I mean, you know, show me a new player and we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
That's I think like of all the things we've talked about over the last couple years on this show and like all the criticism or critique or just feedback we've ever given, the number one thing that I think nobody can truly argue with is that this game is unforgiving to new players. Yeah. And the truth is, there just aren't any. I mean, if you didn't start playing months and months ago at this point, you're probably not still playing. Especially not now with so many other games in the Marvel, you know, with the Marvel IP that have launched relatively recently that are very easy to just jump into. And you could even jump into and catch up with. So that's my
totally,
response.
Totally agree. And to that point, ZK, I don't know if you are a new player. We'll listen.
Super Spartan. So,
oh, there you go, Super Spartans like himself. Yeah, if somebody does want to record a segment, send us a couple like a pilot episode of your segment. Mm-hmm. We'll certainly consider adding it to the show if you want to talk about the challenges of being a new player and offering advice to other new players. We'd love to hear it.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the catch 22, right? Not only are you a new player who's going to stick with it or has been able to stick with it a little bit, you have to be able to be good on the mic and mm-hmm. handle your business. So, yes, we would love
but
to
But don't
have
handle your business
on,
while you're
on
holding
the mic. Yeah. And Poke Professor,
you got to be able to handle this cipher, yo. Cuz when you said good on the mic, I was like, "What? Is he going to go into
straight
it like
straight out of Helicarrier?"
That's what I was just thinking. So, yeah, straight out of the look here. Anyway, I'm going to so watch that movie like a million times. It's not even funny. It might Straight Outta Compton might be replace Roadhouse on the show. I'm just warning you now. I'm already gonna love the crap out of this thing.
All right.
I haven't seen it yet, but I'm a huge NWA fan, huge Ice-T and all that jazz. Grew up through all of that stuff. So, and I love music movies, even when they're horrible, like 8 Mile. Loved it.
I know how much you loved Glitter. You just wouldn't stop talking about it.
Okay, I've not watched that one because that was stupid. But other movies.
Wow, somebody got really defensive.
That was just.
I know how much you liked
Crossroads too. Crossroads, you wouldn't stop talking about Crossroads.
Emmett, you're just being rude. Right.
Never say never. Should I bring that one up?
Stop it.
When right. Kelly met Justin.
I did see that and it hurt. All right, so but I had to watch it. It was a music movie. I love those things. Anyway. So, moving on, Arch Steeman wrote in. Now, I'm going to summarize this because he's really pissed off at Playdom when he did this. But he has some interesting points. So, Nikolai, love you, man. I'm not going to read it as written just because it's short to the point, but he's just so angry. He represents a part of the community, absolutely being this angry. And he has some really, really good points. So, he talks about... The rapier, he says, F you. He's doing it in Jimmy Fallon style. Right?
Jimmy Fallon does with the thank you notes, writing out my thank you notes.
But he says, F you, rapier, for being out of the gate broken, but being so good that the entire community was willing to overlook the fact that the follow up attack is actually a joint attack. So I'm part of that community. It works for the same for everybody. That one, I'm like, meh. But here he goes, Mandible. For giving me and many other pre-nerf null PTSD flashbacks, because the mandible does hit constantly and it's broken.
Yes, it does. Procs like a mofo.
Yeah. We already talked about the interrupts earlier. This one I'm not reading. You can read it in closet image. But the Hawkeye EISO for triggering being combo broken and still interrupting my attacks. So he's upset with that one. Skipping that.
Not just a little upset.
No, he's
really upset.
This whole thing was basically, there's a lot of broken things here, but I'm with the community on the sword. I'm just going to say the sword.
The rapier?
Yeah, it's broken, but it works for everybody, and the community has found ways to make it work for yourself. Right, I think they've nerfed some of it now. The mandible, same way. It was easily researched. That was the eight. Wasn't that the 8-piece, 8-hour research? The mandible. No, the carapace was 8-piece. The mandible is the 64 gold. So it was 24 pieces, or 64 gold. Either way, it was doable. But yes, it's broken. But it.
Did you just say easily?
It's so sad to see somebody have to move on from a show. We wish Klaus well.
George is firing up.
George is like, ooh.
Firing up GarageBand. You know,
follow up.
You know, George is sitting there going, ooh, 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 my time at the table, my time at the table.
Hungarian. I just have to, I could be wrong. I'll have to listen to it.
You know what? I'm going to ignore you typing. While you're typing, you need to read this one from Agent Half Hill.
Sure. Hold on, I'm just there. We go. Okay.
He's giving me notes. I get it. Yes.
All right. Agent Half Hill says, and you're gonna have to tell people what I just typed to you, by the way.
I will. Good.
Okay. Agent Half Hill says, here's an email I sent to Playroom after another beatdown by the worthy. I hope that's autocorrect.
I don't know. It's funny, right? It worked.
It is funny. To begin with, I want to let you know how much I enjoy MAA. It is the only game I play. I hope this game continues for a long time, but I worry in the current setup that new players will soon give up instead of becoming longtime players. I play MAA every day, and this year I've reached level 300, but I did not start playing MAA until the time of the Heimdall spec op. As a result, I didn't have a chance to recruit all the spec op and PvP heroes before then. Since that time, I have nearly all the spec op heroes. I've recruited only two 200 level heroes by saving CP, Havoc and Emma Frost. I got them because they used to kick my tail in PvP. Saving up to 200 CP is a huge endeavor for any player, but especially for new players. These days, I wish I could face Havoc and Emma in PvP again, as instead the worthy come along and stomp my face into the ground, or in the case of Kurth, cause me to stomp my own face. only it is no longer 200 CP to include an awesome new OP hero. Instead, a player has to have tons of previous characters to get a worthy suit. This makes the game extremely hard for players who have not been playing from the start and have not had the chance to recruit those heroes for free. I feel many new players will get frustrated and give up. Not to mention, without having most of the heroes, it's very hard to win at PvP and get those 135 CP level heroes for free. I really appreciated the summer sale of 15, 23, 48, and 90 CP level heroes. I used that to recruit several new heroes. I even spent money on gold to do so. Please consider ways to help players obtain those older PvP and spec op heroes. Have you thought about lowering the CP total for 135 and 200 level heroes that have been out for a long time? Think of it like clothing stores that put last season's garments on sale, or help us with more ways to obtain CP. The daily missions help with this, but it's still a huge uphill climb. So now we have a new worthy suit coming out. All the longtime players can't wait to get her. Kingfisher said he should have her in a week after the release. I just had to laugh. I know that I'm nowhere near recruiting her or any of the worthy, simply because of the amount of high CP heroes that I don't have. Playdom is hurting players who want to compete, but just cannot just based on the time when they started playing. Thank you again for listening. Now back into the PvP tourney. Okay, shh, tiptoeing, trying not to be noticed by Kurth. Oh no, there she is. Okay, I'll punch her in the face. Yes, take that, Kurth. Wait, no, I'm punching myself in the face. This is like fighting the proverbial bigger kid who takes your hand and hits you with it while saying, "Why are you hitting yourself? Stop hitting yourself." I'd be angry, but five giant rocks just landed on my head and now I'm unconscious. Signed, Agent Half Hill. So true. And yeah, I mean, this game, we've said it before and we'll say it again. This game is currently just too unapproachable for new players who want to get into it and feel like they can do anything. It, you know, as far as the game for new players right now, it's really just campaigning. You can't really do PvP.
Yeah. That's the thing is when he was saying it makes it harder. It kind of does, but in essence, it just makes it harder in PvP. And that's obviously that's what he wants to do. And I don't have an answer for making this thing easier because at one hand, I'm like, I worked hard to get these characters. Mm-hmm. And I agree, though. I'm going to flip that statement because it sounded like I was going to defend it, and I kind of was. But I'm going to say I agree with what he's saying about last season's heroes. Let's start reducing some of the cost on this to make it better. Ibit, you remember when we first started doing this, we talked about they brought somebody out and reduced the cost on them, and the community went crazy.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Maybe it was the cube. They're like, oh my god, you're selling the cube, and did it. And we both in unison went, wait. The cube's like a year old. You can't get angry because you worked so hard a year ago. I mean, what is it? You're only supposed to have it permanently forever.
Yeah. I mean, that was just a recent thing. But yeah, I mean, if you think about it, like all those the characters they put on sale, the characters, the weapons, the things that they put on, you know, like buy the entire demon set for this much. And you're thinking to yourself, wait a minute, I spent, you know, how many hours playing that spec ops to get it? Yeah, but that was such a long time ago.
Yeah.
You know,
at some point there needs to be a passing of the season.
Yeah. I like that idea of doing, and somebody else brought it up before, but basically saying, yeah, here's spec ops 1 through 10, the characters for that, they're all discounted or whatever.
Sure.
PvP heroes, things like that. I love the idea of doing that.
How about after 12 months, we just discount everything that came out?
Yeah. I think that's great.
Like, it gives people something to look forward to every month. Okay, if they just do it, like, say with the gold sale. Okay, gold sale weekend, we're going to discount because they drive each other. You know, they're revenue drivers for each other, both. So it's like, oh, okay, so sale's going to come up this weekend. I'm going to buy gold, and I'm going to buy, you know, a year ago spec ops and PvP character. Sweet, I got them at the new discounted price.
Oh.
And just keep rolling that forward every month, discounting, you know, another one. I think that's a brilliant solution. And then, but you obviously have to go back and put all of the old ones down to a certain degree.
Right.
And I think if you just knock them down a level, you know what I mean? It'll be fine.
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to think of another game where you can kind of do this. Like, is there an example, a World of Warcraft example, like where, you know, something that somebody had to really work hard to obtain, either an achievement or a mount or a pet or something like that, and now you can kind of just come in and buy it at a discounted rate. I think that there's enough precedence for that that it is a completely acceptable way to do it. And I know we're getting some argument from Ree in the chat room, who says that when he works his butt off for something, he wants everyone else to have to do it too, even if it's 20 years later. I disagree. I think there's an advantage to getting some of those things early.
Well, and there's no precedent for that either. They're not reopening old spec ops for you to work your ass off either.
Well, yeah, that's a big point too, right?
I mean, I might agree with him if there was a precedent that said, okay, here's an old spec ops, go back and get it the same way everybody else did. But that's not there, whereas buying it is. Mm-hmm. Now, I was going, oh, you do Mr. Cotta for a second, because I was thinking about Klaus. What's one of the things holding him back from finishing these chapters? He has to get all these heroes, and he has to level them up. What if, like the weapon sales, the sets, you do, hey, here's chapter 7 heroes that you need in one pack.
There you
and
go.
You might get duplicate heroes because you already have some, but it doesn't matter. You need the 4 that you don't have. Here's 64 gold. Now go forth and conquer the chapter.
If they make it cheap enough to do that, right? Because let's say you only need, you know, let's say there's 6 heroes that you need for the that spec ops, and you've got 2 of them. You know, you're not going to pay 192 gold. Well, maybe you will. I guess it depends on how much you're saving. But the savings have to be enough to where you can, you know, you can justify the cost if you've got 1 or 2 of those heroes already.
Yeah.
And get the duplication.
So I actually had some insight about this topic, because this is one of my big issues that I harp on a regular basis. I know that I talk about it all the time, but recently, in the past week and a half or so, got into Skylanders and Disney Infinity. Roommate got Infinity because the new Star Wars one's coming out at the end of the month. And I picked up Skylanders because we were in Walmart and it was on clearance for $15. Not a bad get. Started a whole new thing. If any of you have kids who have been into Skylanders, you'll know what I'm talking about, where you just suddenly have this collection addiction. It's got to catch them all, just like MAA is. The thing about that, though, is they've released 4 games so far, and they have the 5th one coming out soon. And what the retailers have all done is, as a new game comes out, they start discounting the old stuff. Now, everything's forwards compatible, so the characters from the very first game are still playable in the newest games.
Right.
And they're going to be playable in the new one that comes out in a couple months here. They're always going to be playable. Just like in MAA, those early characters are still playable. Many of them are still viable. The point is that as time goes on, as the newer stuff comes out, they start clearancing out or putting on sale all the older stuff. And what it does is it lets somebody like myself, who came in the middle of this game, because I bought the 3rd game, Swap Force, and there is a newer game that is out that is the current game on shelves right now, and then the newest game will be out in a couple months. So right now is a really good time for me to catch sales at major retailers, online, you know, all over the place, where I can go and get characters super cheap. Now, here's the reality of it, though. MAA characters cost more cash, to buy with cash, than Skylanders or Disney Infinity characters do. When we're talking about something that comes with a toy that is playable in a video game that will never go away, you know, because it's disc-based.
Something you physically, and something even you physically own, too.
Exactly. Yeah. If I never want to buy another Disney Infinity game figure, you know, Skylander game figure, anything, I could stop right where I am right now and have thousands of hours of fun in the future with what I have.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I have physical things, you know what I mean? I can sell them to somebody else and everything else. That tells me, you know, because when a new character for these games come out, they're like $10 to $15 on average, generally, retail. That's the price we're paying for characters in this game. That's insane. Like, for a purely digital thing that there is no guarantee that a year from now that we'll still have. That's my biggest problem. Like, I want to pay the Playdom tax as much as anybody does, because I believe that if you play a free-to-play game, you should support them. I respect free players because I know they have to grind for everything. But if you can't afford it, I think you should pony up once in a while to keep it going for everybody. But these prices have to get more realistic. And you solve a lot of problems if you align your pricing with the way other video games and other successful franchises have aligned their pricing. And PokeProf mentioned in chat earlier, League of Legends. I've talked about them before. A year or so after a character's been out, they almost always get a price reduction. Mm-hmm. The only time they usually don't is if there's an issue with their kit and they're going to, you know, readdress them. And then they usually update their models and update the art for them and then re-release some kind of thing. You know what I mean? But, like, they always start discounting stuff. They offer bundles later on. They offer sales every month that are not 10, 15% off sales. They're 50% off. You know, you want this hero that you didn't have yet? You pay half what you would have paid a week ago kind of stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That is what needs to happen to this game. That is what would bring people back in. That would put money into the game because people would pony up. That's what happened with Future Fight. The game was out for 2 weeks, and then all of a sudden they released these character packs with 50 of the biometrics for three different characters for a very reasonable price at the same time as they were doing a buy one, get one crystal sale, where basically every dollar you spent was $2 worth of crystals. You know what I mean? And they did awesome. You can tell they did awesome because everybody was talking about, well, I didn't spend a lot, but I spent a little, $5, $10, $15 transactions, and they felt like they got something. They were very pleased with that purchase. Every time I spend money on this game, I feel like I'm just lighting it aflame because it's like, it's $20 to get a character and a Snickers bar. Like, but that's how it feels. Like, it's like I buy a character that I need and that saved me, you know, 20 hours of farming CP, but I don't really have any gold left to get anything else meaningful. They got to update this pricing. I people will spend money. I promise you, you have over 100 characters in this game and you could get new people back into the game if you would just adjust that pricing model and start, you know, offering deep discounts once things have been out for like a year or so. As far as, like, re-brought up the point of working hard for something, I get that. I completely understand that. Because to touch back on another game thing, way back in the day when I played World of Warcraft, when the game originally came out, I was in a raiding guild and we were a little late to the show. You know, we progressed later than everybody else did. We had some road bumps along the way. We had we had a couple key members of our guild get hacked, like, while we were ramping up. So it really slowed our progression. But we just got to the end game about 3 weeks before the new expansion was going to hit. And they released a patch where the PvP armor and weapons were, like, you could farm a piece in an hour. You know what I mean? Like, or two, whatever. So you could gear up in gear that was better than the gear we were getting out of raids in a day, maybe two. And everybody just quit. Like, literally, overnight, everybody stopped showing up for raids. People just stopped logging in until the expansion hit. They just stopped. So I get that there's a real dangerous slippery slope there where if you just give everything away for free, that you'll ruin, you know, the balance of the economy of the game. You'll take away everything that everybody has worked for. I don't want to see that happen. But we've got to have a catch-up system that's better than what is going on right now.
And really the difference between those is time, right? You know, having something during the current expansion that benefits the current expansion is dangerous. But having something that benefits, you know, that is a year ago, you know, like the previous expansions, PvP gear that you can farm in an hour. And it benefits some players. Maybe it doesn't benefit everybody, but it seems like that would be the way to do it.
Yeah. And the way WoW has handled it now is a lot of the older gear is, you know, it's readily available. It's easy to farm if you want it cosmetically. But it doesn't affect the game balance of the current stuff. The current stuff is so wildly different. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like, I mean, we're talking about like exponential growth from expansion to expansion. This game's a little different. It doesn't have that built in place. So it's a little more delicate. I get that. But we're like I'm not saying put Deathlock at 100 gold, or I'm sorry, not 100 gold, at 100 CP, or even, you know what I mean? Like he just came out. Like, no, leave him out at his full price for a while. And there would be a big glut of a catch up. Like if they started doing a monthly thing, it would be like, okay, dozens of characters just had their prices dropped overnight. That's fine. You'll see a bunch of people pony up, spend money, buy a bunch of characters they were missing. And then it'll just be that monthly thing, and it'll be a trickle thing, and people will, you know, do it to stay current. You know, they'll fight hard to get the current stuff, and then they'll still have a mechanism that allows them to get some of the older stuff without taking away from doing the current stuff. Because that's my big frustration. We joked about the fact that I am not caught up on chapters. It's because what's the point? I can't get the character at the end of the thing right now. And so I'm working towards that goal. I'm like, I need to get these characters so that when I finish that chapter, I've got that awesome, worthy character. I want that. Except it takes me hundreds of hours to get to that point. And then new content is coming out all the time. We have the new PvP. We have a new Spec Ops. And this game isn't played quickly. You know what I mean? Like a PvP match is not something that, I mean, every once in a while you get rolled over and it's, or you roll over somebody and it's over in 2 minutes. Yeah. But most of the time you're talking 5-10 minutes a fight. So if you're just doing your five a day, that's almost an hour. Maybe it's less for some people, more for others. Now we talk about Spec Ops. Well, I got to progress in Spec Ops. Okay, well, you know, that's another hour or so maybe. At any given time, you're talking about lots of hours every day, and then you got to farm the CP too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My point is that it's just, it's overwhelming. So
it is.
Just make it easy. Not easy to catch up completely, but easy to be like, all right, this is manageable. If I spend a little bit of money and support the game, I can catch up a little bit this way.
If you can work hard and spend some money, you can catch up.
Exactly. That's what I'm asking for. When I just said easy, I was like, oh no, I just completely destroyed my whole point, but that's not what I
make it. I mean, feasible and attractable.
Exactly.
Right.
What I want to try to do right now possible.
Right.
That's the big thing right now.
And the chat room has been going back and forth. And one of the things that somebody said was, you once a month, let us do an old Spec Ops, make it part of the simulator or whatever. Mm. You know, just for 1 month, you get the Mockingbird Spec Ops. I know she's already out in Evergreen, but
I was thinking they could even rotate that into the dailies. Like,
yeah,
they could do, you know, one of the dailies is you have one of the sections of a former Spec Ops
the
for
mission, right.
that day. Yeah. So you can go farm whatever weapons or, you know, whatever was dropped in there, you can go do.
Yeah.
So that would be cool.
We do have a Breaking the Panel coming up. I know you guys haven't heard any of Breaking the Panel yet. We've got a teaser to release this week, and we got episode 1 about ready to go, and episode 2 is going to be recorded tonight. So I want to finish up with this last email just because it's short and it's really good point. From Agent Tico, hello, fellow agents. This is a letter to Playdom. Will we ever again have to build your weapon covert ops? Have a build your weapon covert ops? Will there be a covert ops ever again? Great work on the chapter. Thank you, Agent Tico. So,
I like that.
We did complain about the 99, you know, cups.
Oh,
we had
collecting
to collect,
the tankards and yeah,
but
right.
You know
right.
what? I do kind of miss the covert ops on the side of something else to do. It was kind of fun. So real quick, tip of the week, we'll really get into it next week, but make sure you get all your battles done before game day and you're where you want to be, because you know about noon Eastern, you're going to start getting CVEs and lock you out. Any other tips?
Even earlier, actually, because the last game day, I was trying to do it at 10 in the morning Eastern, and that's when I started getting locked out.
Yeah, I'd say be ready the night before. Like,
do not expect to play the day of at all.
Right. And have enough padding that if... You know, if some people are able to get through, you know, you can maybe suffer 100, 150 point spread.
I haven't seen that, but once the CVs kicked in, maybe 50 loss, maybe.
Yeah.
At most. So, be prepared. Get the padding so you don't have to feel that pressure of, but I got to get in. But every time I get in, I lose because of the CV. Well, then stop, man. All right, here we go.
Agents, listen up. Music from the Helicarrier provided by The Beginning at Last. Subscribe to Twitch TV to see us whenever we're live. Give us a review, rate us, and subscribe to the show on iTunes. Find more of Epic Boss McFall on House of the Bear at Facebook and the Success Freaks podcast. And more of Agent Ibbitt on the Coverville podcast and Agent Klotz just hanging out all over the Helicarrier website. Agents, your primary point of contact is via email at fromthehelicarrier@gmail.com and find everything else you need, from tips and strategy on the game to full archive episodes on the Helicarrier.com website. Agents, this has been another proud podcast from the Helicarrier Podcast Network.
And with that, the boss has fled.